Obviously, the big news last week in the world of business was that 0.5%, 50 basis point cut by the Federal Reserve. And this morning, stock futures are slightly positive. We got oil is actually back over $71 a barrel. We want to talk about this and a whole bunch of other sort of tributary elements of the rate cut with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News and Jill on Money. Jill, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. So, I mean, slightly, based on our conversations, slightly surprised by the 50 basis points, correct?
I mean, not so much. It looked like the Fed was sort of talking to a lot of folks off the record and sort of floating the idea of 50 in the week prior, the run-up. So there was about a 50-50 split on whether or not the Fed would go by a quarter of a percentage point or a half of a percentage point. They chose a half to get what they called, like, you know, a good strong start, according to Mr. Jerome Powell. But, you know, that said, you know, it's the beginning, right? And I can't stress this enough, that this is the beginning of a process. This is not just one event. We are going to see many rate cuts over the course of time and probably over the next year or two. And it doesn't mean that it's all over, but, you know, we're at around 5% in the Fed funds rate. We'll probably get to 3% by the time the Fed is all done.
Okay. So there's a bunch of questions. I mean, does that mean the Fed is a little more concerned about a possible recession than they were, say, 6 months ago?
I think that they are being very clear about their dual mandate. They've got two jobs, right? One is to make sure that inflation and prices are kind of under control. So no inflation, no deflation. So price stability, that's one job. The second part of their job, and equal parts, by the way, is to have a job market that is strong enough so that anyone who wants a job can get a job. And so the labor market is the other part of the Fed's job. And when you look at those two things, for the last couple of years, inflation has been the bigger problem. They focus on that. That part of the dual mandate has been the reason why interest rates have been at 23-year highs. Okay, now that the inflation rate is coming down, not prices coming down, the inflation rate is coming down, the Fed is now shifting and saying, whoa, wait, the labor market now needs a little bit of our love, and the labor market needs our love. And because of that, we are going to start to bring interest rates down. I was sort of surprised, frankly, that they didn't start at the last meeting in July, but they held off one more meeting. I'm not sure why, but they did. And I'm not so certain that they think that things are falling apart. I mean, I think that Powell really went to pains to say, you know, the economy is solid. We don't see any recession around the corner. So all that being said, they made their best guess. They're human beings. They sometimes get it wrong, often get it wrong. And so what I think is important to remember is this is what they think, and they could shift at any moment.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. You can go to JillOnMoney.com and look at her blog and listen to her podcast, a whole bunch of stuff. I guess what's important to our listeners is, well, how does that impact them? And The first thing I mean, again, my default response is always to go to the real estate world. But I mean, how is this going to impact the average everyday American?
I mean, you don't have to go to the real estate market so quickly. Let's start with, you know, you're a saver. And you've been enjoying these amazing high money market rates, these high CD rates, these high yield savings accounts that are, you know, yielding 5%, 5.25%. That's going to slow down, you know. And what you always see, it's almost like gas prices, you know. Like when it's in the favor of the consumer, it eventually will get there, but it doesn't get there as fast as you'd like. So gas prices, they came down, not as fast as everybody liked, but they're down. Same with interest rates, you know. When you see interest rates go up, it took a while to get those savings rates up really high. Yep. Now they're going to start to trickle down. They're going to go down faster than you would like. If you're a borrower, then you're going to see those rates come down a little bit. Let's say you owe money on your credit card and you're paying, I don't know, 24%. You know, it might go down to 23, it might go down to 22. It's still really expensive. Auto loans, those prices, those interest rates are going to come down. And we have already seen that mortgage rates have already started to come down. They went down from about almost 8% to 6.25%. They're going to come down to around 6%. So that's what you're going to see. But I think the housing market is unique in that, yes, the mortgage rate is important, but more important is the inventory of homes for sale. And that is still a problem. We still don't have enough homes for sale in many parts of the country, especially here in the Northeast, where we don't build tons of new homes every year. And I think that that's going to continue to plague the housing market.
But a lot of people are sitting on 3% mortgages and might want to move. And if it gets down to 5 and change, that might prompt them to put their house on the market.
That's what we're kind of hoping. Because, you know, and sometimes it's just in your mind, right? Because sometimes what will happen is you'll say, oh my God, I have a 3.25% mortgage. How could I possibly get an 8? But if it were 5.75, you might say, that differential is not so much. You'll start to see more people consider listing their homes. And, you know, last week when I was off from you guys, I was actually out in California interviewing a housing strategist. And one of the things that he really pounded into my head was, time is an amazing thing in the housing market. You know, it's not like a stock market that can really change direction very quickly. It takes a while to move this big ship called housing. It's an illiquid asset. It's emotional. People care. And it's almost like people need to get used to the level of interest rates in many respects before they start listing their homes. There are always going to be reasons to list a home, right? There's going to be a divorce, you'll list your home. There's going to be perhaps a death, they'll list a home. Maybe someone gets sick, you'll list a home. All those things are part of the process, but more and more people will say, I got a 5% mortgage. What's the big deal? And that time factor is going to be so helpful to the housing market.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money here on Brian & Company with our regular Monday 6:20 window to talk about the economy. In terms of data points this week, is there anything we should be paying attention to?
I think that this week is going to be kind of interesting towards the end of the week. Friday, we are going to get a report called Personal Income and Spending. And yes, we'll get some data on, you know, savings rates. But what is the important piece of that? There's a little piece, a data point called the PCE Price Index, Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index. And that's a measure of inflation that the Fed thinks is a better measure of where inflation rates are going than, say, the Consumer Price Index. So the only reason we care about it is because the Fed cares about it. And so that's going to be the big data point of the week. You're going to get a Case-Shiller Home Price Index out tomorrow. You're going to get new homes. It's not going to show too much. Focus on that Friday. And really, by the way, don't focus on anything. Relax. Have a nice time. Get ready for Halloween.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
I don't know what I'm not going to dress up. Those days are over.
You're not?
No.
Are you going to dress your kids up?
No. I mean, they're teenagers now, so
they don't care.
They don't care. And they're not like mischievous in the sense that when we were, you know, going around town and causing trouble. So,
I did. I think. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
An innocuous little remark like that. Okay.
Yeah, and, I lived in a small town where we had to entertain ourselves, and it was not always a good thing.
I just want to say one last thing, because yes. I know you love this. You know, usually people like you and I, we are always told, like, oh, don't worry about October surprises for the markets. Worry about September, because it's a terrible market month, right? FYI. The S&P is up this month, and the Dow is at a record. NASDAQ's on track for the best September since 2016. Just putting it out there.
I know. I mean, the numbers are... I don't even focus on, like, the points that are up. It's only... I do percentages.
No, the percentage.
Now.
The S&P is up 20% this year.
It's crazy. Jill, thanks as always. Great job.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money and CBS News.